welcome back to the Easter 2021 mini-series of Podcast Parables. It is day 3 and Palm Sunday. We are preparing to walk into season 4 on the podcast. Season 4 will be a quest to discover and interact and explore the characters of the first generation church. I'm calling it Gen 1, and I consider these scriptures that we're reading through this week a prologue to their stories to come. I'm your host, Courtney Lee, and I am incredibly grateful you are here today. Happy Easter. This short mini-series is simply the Holy Week story with daily readings from the New Living Translation broken up into 10 parts with a thoughtful prayer and a question to consider for your day. May this all be an encouragement to you as you are reminded of Jesus' journey to the cross and what that means for us today. Enjoy. Today's reading comes from Zechariah 9:9 and Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey. Riding on a donkey's colt. Luke 19, Jesus's triumphant entry. After telling this story, Jesus went on toward Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany, on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. Go into that village over there, he told them. As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, why are you untying that colt? Just say, the Lord needs it. So they went and found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, why are you untying that colt? And the disciples simply replied, the Lord needs it. So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowds spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven. Some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that. He replied, if they keep quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers. A question to consider today. In this portion of the text, we see the natural world contrasting the human world. Which one is most jarring to you and why? The donkey colt submitting to be ridden? Or the palm branches torn from the tree and waving to a king? Or is it the idea of the stones along the road crying out in cheer? Let's pray. God, you made all of this. You made us in our humanness. You made the natural world and all of this. What you made, what you created, can bring you praise. May we live in this day on this Palm Sunday, not just worshiping for now, but would you ignite in us a worship forever? For you are worthy to be praised, O God. In your mighty name, amen. Have a great and happy Palm Sunday. I'll see you back here tomorrow as the story continues.